Our epistle for this fifth Sunday after Easter is taken from the epistle of St. James the Apostle, chapter 1, verses 22 through 27. Beloved, be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man looking at his natural face in a mirror, for he looks at himself and goes away, and presently he forgets what kind of man he is. But he who has looked carefully into the perfect law of liberty and has remained in it, not becoming a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, he shall be blessed in his deed. And if anyone thinks himself to be religious, not restraining his tongue, but deceiving his own heart, that man's religion is vain. Religion pure and undefiled before God the Father is this: to care for orphans and widows in their tribulation, and to keep oneself unspotted from this world. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. Continuation of the Holy Gospel according to St. John chapter 16, verses 23 to 30. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, "Amen, amen, I say to you, if you ask the Father anything in my name, he will give it to you. Hitherto you have not asked anything in my name. Ask, and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. These things I have spoken to you in parables. The hour is coming when I will no longer speak to you in parables, but will speak to you plainly of the Father. In that day you shall ask in my name, and I do not say to you that I will ask the Father for you, for the Father himself loves you, because you have loved me, and have believed that I came forth from God. I came forth from the Father, and have come into the world. Again I leave the world and go to the Father." His disciples said to him, "Behold, now thou speakest plainly and utterest no parable. Now we know that thou knowest all things, and dost not need that anyone should question thee. For this reason we believe that thou camest forth from God." Thus far the words of today's epistle and holy gospel. Please be seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man looking at his natural face in a mirror and presently forgets what kind of man he is. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear friends in Christ, sometimes when I'm approaching a Sunday, a thought will come to me. And then, just thinking it's a thought, you kind of dismiss it or let it go, and then it comes back again. And when it revisits a number of times, you start to pay closer attention to it. And when it happened like it did this week, it's like, I'm probably supposed to share this thought. And this thought was about the historical occurrence of a man named Saul walking down a road to a city called Damascus. Now, Saul thought he was doing the right thing. He was standing up for what he thought was the church of the time, the true church of the time, sent from the temple. He made it his mission to go after those who were the promoters of Christ, who was put to death by the leaders of the temple, the high priests, the Pharisees. And I really believe that Saul thought he was doing what was right. He was convinced of it. And as he was on his road to fulfill this present mission that he was on, he was struck to the ground, blinded, and heard a voice that he had never heard before. "Saul, Saul, why?" An amazing question. Why? Why do I do anything that I do? Is it self-promoting? Arrogant? Pride? Do I think that for some reason I can make up my own rules? Talk to this person and talk to that person to get them on my side. Yes, yes, and then we're good to go. Do Though I think that if I say it over and over again, or I keep doing it over and over again, or I do this, these little tidbits, but I don't do everything that I need to do, I'm still okay. Foolish. Human stupidity. You know, when Christ came to Saul and asked him why, it wasn't because Christ wanted to know the answer. Christ knew the answer. Christ wanted Saul to answer for himself. It's a great question for us to ask. Why? Why are you here today? Why? Well, it's Sunday. I have to go to Mass. No, you don't. No one has to go to Mass. No one has to pray. No one has to live the commandments. No one has to go to heaven. Want? That's a different story. And that's something that we have to make answer between us and God. Not between ourselves. Note the question that Christ asked Saul. Why do you persecute me? Why? It's a great question for each and every one of us, because each and every one of us persecutes Christ when we put him second. When we try to justify our way in the way that we live, in the way that we think, in the way that we do. And if anyone thinks himself to be religious, not restraining his tongue, but deceiving his own heart, that man's religion is vain. It's useless. It's not even worthy of the name religion. If you don't abide in charity and have charity abide in you and through you towards your neighbor, why do it? Why are you alive? Why are you a Catholic? Why are you here today? Why do you go to confession? Why do you go to communion? Why? Why do you keep living a life of sin? Why do you try to avoid sin? Why? Give yourself a reason. Make that reason one that you give yourself before God's eyes, and you'll find your answer of how not to make your life a life that's in vain. St. John in today's gospel talks to us about prayer. Ask, and you shall receive. You want to be enlightened? Ask. You want to be empowered to give yourself the right reason why? Ask. You want blessings, true blessings upon yourself, upon your family, upon your friends? Ask. When? Now. Today. You want true forgiveness? Ask. But after we ask and we have been given, use the gifts you have been given and do. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.